Hi, I'm here with Graham in PLE Barcelona in CityLab Cornea. What the hell is PLE?
PLE stands for Personal Learning Environment. It's the way we're using technology, everyday technology today, to learn in society, in education, yes, but in everyday society.
Well, here right now we're kind of in some sort of groove, vibe, whatever, radio thing going on here. What's happening in this event?
Well, this is a social event at the PLE conference. We've got a whole load of tables out here with wine and food for people, tapas for people. People stand around talking, exchange ideas. And the music you can hear in the background comes from the Sounds of the Bazaar, our internet radio station. And we're going to be doing a half-hour live show, Sounds of the Bazaar, the Sounds of the Summer, live from Barcelona, starting in around 5 minutes.
Okay, it's cool. What's been going on in the conference today?
There's been lots of really interesting discussions going on. And I think what's really happening is a whole community of people in coming together. People perhaps who have met on Twitter, have exchanged ideas by emails, who have read each other's and looked at each other's work, but have never met face to face. So it's been a very long day, very intensive. A lot of ideas, a lot of really practical applications coming out, and an awful lot of sharing, a real atmosphere of openness, of wanting to share, wanting to understand each other, and really wanting to work together. So I think it's been a brilliant day.
And this is the first PLE conference.
This is the first ever conference, as far as we know, dedicated to personal learning environments, and we're pretty sure it won't be the last. People are already asking us where next year's is going to be, which is very encouraging.
And how did this come together?
Well, this came together, actually. There was a group of us doing a symposium, presenting at a conference in Crete. To be honest, the conference wasn't that exciting. When we stole off down to the beach, we were sitting in a bar in Crete overlooking the sea, talking about our ideas and talking about how we could really take the idea of personal learning environments forward. And one of us, it might even be me, said, why don't we have a conference about personal learning environments? It started from there. But we had no official backing for this conference. We had no outside financial support. It's been organised by the community and for the community.
Okay, so how did it come to Barcelona?
It came to Barcelona because one of us, Ricardo Torres, actually works at CityLab here. And he said, look, I think we've got the ideal building for this. Do you want to hold it in Barcelona? So we said, yes, please, we'd love it.
And there's been a great response from the community. How did you build this community?
The community is really built through social media, and that's one of the interesting things. A lot of it was through Twitter, a lot of it's through using Facebook apps, and it really was virally built. This wasn't a centrally built conference, it really was built from the community contributing back in ideas. And I think that's the new way in which we organise. So the conference isn't some external event of academics who are far away from practice. Really, the conference is part of our ongoing communication, a chance for us to meet face to face, but a chance that builds on our previous social communication and will continue on afterwards.
And the social communication that this is built on, when did it start? When did it start coming about?
Well, I mean, of course, the discussion around personal learning environments has been going on since the last 6 or 7 years, especially through Scott Wilson, who came out with an idea, a diagram he called the future virtual learning environment. But, I mean, it's in the last 3 or 4 years that the new social media has really enabled us to work together, people from different countries, from different communities, to work together fairly seamlessly as a community, meeting together sometimes, but often meeting together online.
And how is it for you guys to come here in Catalonia, in Spain, if you can say it, that, with the local politics and everything like that? How does that affect at this sort of conference?
It's interesting because it is one of the contextual backgrounds. It is looking and talking, and of course we talk to people from there, and it forms part of the contextual background for our understandings, and understanding about different communities, about different contexts in which we live and learn is a critical part of our work.